We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Remember death of an inmate in the jail's intake area.
Attorneys who spoke with the Daily Memphian noted long wait times for booking and processing into the jail and inadequate living conditions and intake, including a lack of beds and overcrowded holding cells. Booking and processing, which would normally take just a few hours, is taking days, the lawyer said. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Aaron Fleming.
Shelby County Board of Commissioners took a first step on Wednesday to shift nearly $34 million in additional funding for a new Fraser High School. The added money is part of $112 million in county funding across several fiscal years. The vote in committee sessions is a recommendation that the full 13-member commission will formally vote on at its Monday meeting. It also amounts to a test vote on the matter that Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris has pushed for. The discussion featured a lot of questions and appeals from students in the Fraser area. For Bildries, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
This is Joe Restivo, and I'm listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Walk you home from school. Steve-O, and I'm listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
This is William Luke White. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Raised by sound.
Well, welcome to Riverside today, WYXR Memphis, 91.7 FM. Stay tuned. We've got a very special guest. Mr. Thomas Bingham is going to be here, is here with us, talk about his music and an award he recently received. But we're going to start off the show today, Miss Darlene Love. WYXR Memphis, 91.7 Community Radio, y'all. Have a great weekend. Cold one.
this is John Davis, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM.
Hello, Memphis. This is Reverend Charles Hodges with High Rhythm Section. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM.
I said, God, are you listening? Soca. I need a minute of your time. Why is every day a struggle? I'm just trying to get mine. I've been up and down too. I ain't perfect. Ooh, trying to be like you.
It's Mono Neon with Mavis Staples, WYXR, Memphis. Stay tuned.
You ain't listening. I thought I told you many times. What goes around comes back around. Stay cool and you'll be fine. Yeah, it's easy. Ain't nothing to it. It's so simple. Anybody can do it. And if you do good, that's the cheat code for life. And if you take care of each other, then we're gonna be alright. And if you act right to one another and be grateful like you should, it's gonna come back full circle. Come back full circle. Come back full circle on you. Something I've seen it all before. You're going through some hard times, then miracles at your door. So be patient, be humble, be glad. You know I've got your back. Yes, I do. And if you want to be legendary, I'll tell you what you need. Your love is necessary. Give it to everyone you meet. Yes, easy, ain't nothing to it. So simple, little baby could do it. And if you do good, it'll get good. That's the cheat code for life. And if you take care of each other, then you're gonna be alright. And if you act right to one another, be grateful like you should, it's gonna come back full circle.
That's all right. This is a fun song.
Okay, y'all. I was telling our special guest here, this is my first Christmas, real Christmas music of this season. I think it's about time, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Thomas Bingham is with me, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Step right up to that microphone. Don't be afraid. I know that you know you're not shy.
Thank you.
And I'm sure our listeners are going to be wonderful, happy to have heard from you this morning. I see you as a salt of the earth in terms of Memphis music sound, sir. You've been around for decades, sort of under the radar. You know, and you've been going back. We were talking about playing with the Barquets. And name some of the other Memphis bands that these folks might remember that you've played with over the years. I told him he's a humble guy. I have to squeeze it out of him. So here we
some of the local bands were much like Featherstone.
Okay.
And I played with them Clockwise.
Okay.
few more that might slip my mind. Yeah. But my own band.
Tell me, play the Hodges Brothers.
Yes, well, no, that was a studio.
Okay, you know,
We all worked at High Studios.
Right.
Plus, we did a lot of live gigs together.
Okay.
Too.
Well, we're going to get into all that. It's just a little bit after noon here at WYXR Memphis, 91.7 FM, Memphis. And my name is Ron. I'm here with the really nice gentleman, Thomas Bingham, took his time to come in. And I've been talking to him on social media and following him and became a fan of all of his great music and his contributions. And he's about to receive an award for that. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. So, again, thank you, Mr. Bingham, for coming in.
Thank you.
How are you feeling today?
Wonderful.
How did the cold weather do with you? You okay with it?
No.
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 Not a cold weather person?
No.
Me either. No. we'll try to keep it warm and toasty on the radio, so keep it tuned 91.7 FM, and be talking more with Mr. Thomas Bingham in just a few minutes. But we got Duke Ellington in the background so far today. We've heard from Crusaders and Darlene Love, her big production number she did every year with David Letterman on his show, always fun. And we heard from Mr. Mono Neon before this, Full Circle. Latest one from him with Mavis Staples. That's brand new, y'all, here from WYXR. And coming up, Thomas, you said you'd familiar with this gentleman, Mr. Luther Kingfish Ingram.
Yes.
Christoph Kingfish Ingram. You familiar with him from down there in Clarksdale Way?
Guitar slinger.
Pretty powerful guitar slinger. You got it right. I can't top that. WYXR Memphis. There goes Kingfish from down in the Delta, down in the 662 in Clarksdale, where he's from. Here comes Memphis' own Eric Gales. Stay tuned. WYXR Memphis.
Hi, this is Pete Earle, and you're listening to WIXR 91.7 FM in Memphis. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.
just making that beer buck chicken for me.
This is Kirk Whalen, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Own Eric Gales. You don't know the blues. And how y'all doing on this cold Friday morning? It's supposed to be better today, a little good bit warmer than yesterday, the last few days. And next few days, next week or so, looks good too. 50s and pleasant afternoons, though we got some rain coming up the next for the weekend. Again, we got Mr. Thomas Bingham in the studios here at WYXR. How you doing, Mr. Bingham?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
So good. I'm doing good. So I'm doing better that you're here. So happy to have you. Smiling face. And I want you to brag on yourself a little bit, since we've actually never met before, and happy to have you here at the studios at WYXR here, Crosstown Concourse. And keeping up with you on, from what I can find out about you, I learned, I said, it'd be a great time. I'd prompted you before, and you're so humble. Said you weren't sure you wanted to talk on the radio, but now I think is a good time because you're about to receive an award coming up. And I wanted you to be, if you wanted to tell us what that is. Let me hear it in your own words.
I'm not exactly sure what it is myself, but it's called the Lifetime Achievement Award, given to me by the Memphis Blues Society.
Right.
It's going to be tomorrow. The ceremony is starting from 4 to 7 at Hernando's Hideaway.
Okay. Our listeners know where that is. Yeah, Hernando's Hideaway, all right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm very pleased to receive it. You know, any recognition on any level it's great.
Sure.
Because there are so many musicians and there are a lot of people, and not just music, that go through life and never get recognized for anything.
Sure.
And they're the unsung heroes of the world.
Sure.
You know, and
right. And lots of blues players like that, especially, yeah, right?
Very many blues players.
Right.
You know, I mean, some astronomical and very phenomenal.
Yes.
Players,
mm-hmm. Overlooked, under the radar, never got the attention, never got the money, never got the credit.
Yeah, and actually some of the people that really did all the heavy lifting in music, sometimes they didn't get any credit.
Sure.
And the people that were
unsung heroes.
Yeah, the people that were over them got all of their credit.
Of course, right.
You know, they didn't do the work, but
right, just because their name was on it. Right.
Yeah, they had the big name.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of
injustices
like that. But that's why I'm saying that at any point, any recognition that you get is a feather in your cap.
Well, I'd say it's well-deserved, and you're so humble about it, too. You've been playing for decades around Memphis. You from Memphis originally?
I'm from Memphis.
Born and bred.
Born and bred.
Right. We've realized we're about the same age. Be honest, neither one of us is a spring chicken, are we?
No. Nope.
We've been around. We've seen some things happen, haven't we? We grew up with the Stack Sound when it was happening. Isaac Hayes. I tell my Shaft came out when I was in high school. Uh-oh, just dated myself. But we were dancing in the kitchen to Shaft. It's brand new.
Yeah, I used to walk up to Stacks a lot, and we used to peer over the fence to see all of those beautiful cars.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and wait at the entrance for all the stars like Isaac, you know, to come, and we'd watch them.
Okay. Oh, you mean down at the studios?
Yeah, you know, wave our hands.
Macklemore?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because I lived in the neighborhood.
Okay. Oh, you're from the neighborhood, too?
Yeah, all my life. I lived on a street called the Cleve.
Okay.
And I was raised there. So
well, that was Steve Cropper's neighborhood, Doug, and Mr. White from Earth, Wind, and Fire fame, too. Wasn't he in that neighborhood?
Yes, he was.
Yes. Did you ever run across paths with them?
No, but we all had something in common. We went to Booker T. Washington.
Booker T., there you go.
Yep.
Common element.
Mm-hmm.
Booker T. High School.
Yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Sure enough.
Right. Man. What a great history, Mr. Bingham. I'm so glad you're getting the credit and the well-deserved honor that you deserve coming up. We're going to look it up and give the listeners the exact title. And when is it? What is the date? When is that happening? You said, you told us earlier, but please repeat it for everybody.
It's tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
Yeah, uh-huh. Tomorrow.
Hernando's Hideaway.
Uh-huh. From 4 to 7, I was told.
There you go. Well, thank again. That's just so wonderful. A Lifetime Achievement Award, Memphis Blues Society. They've been around a long time. They celebrate, you know, they try to celebrate those unsung heroes, right?
Yes.
Such as yourself. You want to touch on just a little bit. You talked earlier about the Barquets and being a ghost player. Would you want to explain just a little bit for our listeners what you mean by being sort of a ghost player for the Barquets on some recordings?
Well, back in the day, a lot of sessions, you know, I was a union musician.
Okay.
And you play on some records, like... For the Barquets, for instance, Alan might call you for the session. You would play, but you didn't get the normal credits on the album for whatever reason.
Right.
You know, I don't
even know you're on the recording.
Yes, but they would always put you in the liner notes.
Right.
You know, special thanks to Thomas Bingham. Special thanks to Thomas Brown, because he was another guitar player, fantastic.
Okay.
That played on their records
Thank you
lot.
For mentioning his name. That's what I want. Yes. We want to bring up those unsung heroes.
Yes.
Right. And you mentioned you familiar with the Hodges brothers.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about how you met them and how you ran with them and how a little bit about your relationship with them.
Well, I met them when I first got to High Records. I went to the High Studios and knocked on the door.
Uh-huh.
And
we're listening to Willie Mitchell, by the way, in the background.
Yes, and I wanted to meet Willie Mitchell because I saw him in a magazine.
Uh-huh.
And when he came to the door, I said, "Mr. Mitchell, I'm Thomas Bingham, and I want to work in this studio."
Well, about what, can you approximately what year, for our listeners' sake, about what year this, how long ago this was?
Don't let me lie. It was 70-something.
Okay, so over 40 years ago in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Okay, that's close enough.
I want to say 72.
And so it was over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
As I said,
y'all, the man's been doing it for 50 years. Putting it down, laying it down for 50 years. Memphis music background, unsung hero, Mr. Thomas Bingham in the studios here at WYXR. I'm so glad you're here. I'm just thrilled you're here to give you the attention you deserve. And you're getting what you deserve tomorrow night with the Lifetime Achievement Award, Memphis Blues Society. That's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, you got some great company there. I don't have the list in front of me, but the legends of Memphis are in that list, in that group.
And I'm honored.
We're so happy to honor you. Thank you for being here, Mr. Thomas Bingham. We got Willie Mitchell. Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I asked you about the Hodges brothers and then interrupted you to let you finish the story about running into them and playing with them.
Well, as I said, once I met Willie, he asked me, did I know all my cards? I said, yeah. I didn't quite, but I went and got a big card book. And I studied all the week because he told me to come back that Saturday.
Right.
They were having a session.
Uh-huh.
And if he liked what I played, he said, I'll hire you.
Right.
So I came back, Teeny and all of those people, Leroy, they were there.
Wow.
So he set me beside Teeny. And it was a particular song, and Teeny had a part. And as I sit there, he asked me, "Did I have a part?" So I listened. I played a part, and as I was sitting next to Teeny, Teeny started smiling, and Leroy started smiling.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
I'm just playing. So we got to the end of the record. Willie turned around and said, "Well, little Ian." Looks like we made it.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah.
So they gave you a little trial by fire there. They just threw you in there, huh?
Yeah. I don't even remember what the particular song was,
right.
But I mean, he liked the part.
Wow.
And it was then that my and Teeny's relationship as friends began, and we were good buddies, I mean, all throughout life.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Wow. And you were a very young man then. You were a teenager then?
I was around 20.
Very young man.
21.
Very young man.
21 or 22.
Wow. And you met Teeny Hodges and you've been friends ever since.
Ever since.
Wow. Legendary Hodges brothers. And where does Reverend Charles Hodges fit in there?
Well, he was around, he was probably downstairs because the way the studio was built, we played up in the booth.
Gotcha.
The guitars, and the bass.
Uh-huh.
And Charles would be down, like, playing the organ.
Okay.
And we used to always kid around. And I would call him that rat because he'd be raking across the keyboard. I said, there's the rat.
The rat. Well, because it was kind of fast, moving around on it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Scrambling around.
Yeah, doing a lot of different.
Right.
Motifs and articulations.
I had a Teeny Hodges track. I'm trying to pull it up. Again, we're talking about with Mr. Thomas Bingham, who's receiving a Memphis Blues Society Lifetime Achievement Award tomorrow afternoon at the Hernando's Hideaway, 4 to 7.
Yes, sir.
And he was gracious enough to stop by the studios here at WYXR. And again, thank you, sir. And how you feeling today? You getting around? You got any plans for the weekend?
I'm feeling fairly well. Uh-huh. Like I say, I'm not a spring chicken, but I'm still bumping around in the barnyard.
Me too. Me too. And thank God. We're still clucking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Again, Mr. Thomas Bingham. Thank you, sir. And we've got Willie Mitchell in the background. Any other musical exploits, adventures you want to share with us? Any choice stories maybe from the Hodges brothers or working into High Records or... any other particular? When I follow you online, you you've had a lot of exposure, a lot of experience playing live. And in terms of the way musicians, I think it'd be interesting for the listener to know your philosophy as a band plays together, how the band should work together. You were talking about that recently on Post, and I think it's so it was enlightening to me about your philosophy on music, about how the players work together. Is that putting you on the spot too much?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't exactly have a philosophy, but I think. When players are playing together, you should be so tight you can't get a razor blade in between.
Okay.
And that comes with musicality, doing your own homework, and listening to each other, not just the music, but the feeling that comes from each other, you know?
Sure.
It's like when I'm playing guitar, I'm listening to every element on stage, whether it appears to the listener or spectator or not. I mean, we're listening to each other, you know? And that makes a lot of difference. I mean, you can tell there can be a great band, a lot of great players, and they sound like crap. And you can take some very new players, novice players, and they'll sound great because they're listening to each other and playing with each other, you know, and off of each other. And it makes a lot of difference.
Sure. Just having being in the groove, reciprocation, right?
Right.
Pulling back as somebody else pushes forward, right?
Right.
Filling in if there's a gap, right? Going with the flow, so to speak, as they say. Getting in the groove.
That's right.
Right. It's such a cool way of explaining, you know, that's a sort of a philosophy. It's an outlook in a way, right, as far as what your expectation of how the band should work.
Right? Sort of. It doesn't always work.
It doesn't
like
work
that
way, right? But that's how ideally, that's when it's really clicking.
It's ideal.
Right, yes. Moved over to Mr. Otis Redding. Any experience in the sax world as far as thing you want to talk about as far as if any favorites from that era?
Well, I like pretty much a lot of things, I mean, from that whole era. I mean, all of the sax music.
Right, Sam and Dave.
Sam and Dave, not to like, right? Yeah, all of those things.
Yep. But Staples.
Staples.
Albert King.
Albert King, especially.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Crosscut Saw.
Yes, blew me away.
Right, Born Under Bad Sign.
Johnny Taylor.
Yes, Johnny Taylor. They just re-released a remastered version of some of his stuff, and it's so nice. Mm-hmm. I played a Johnny Taylor track a few weeks ago. It's just so clean. It was so beautiful. They went back and redid it. It made it even better, I think. Mm-hmm. Any other particular blues just for fun? Any other players that you like? What do you listen to, Mr. Bingham, as far as local music that you like to hear? If you were to be the DJ today, if you'd have brought in a list for me, we'd be really sort of put this together at the last minute. Who would be some players you'd want to hear on the radio?
I have no idea.
Oh, sure you do. Some of your favorite. You can go back to it. Doesn't have to be anybody new. Who were some of your old favorites? That's who you'd play. Let's just say if you play some of your old favorites, who would they be?
People like O.B. Wright.
Okay, that's what I want to know. That's
Otis Clay.
There you go. Those are the names I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are some of my favorites on that side.
Yes.
I got to be totally honest. In high school, I was really more into rock, and I was a weird.
Sure, me too. Big time.
I was more into rock. Led Zeppelin and
me too.
And Procol Harum and.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we went on the air. Me too. And then I worked down at the record store, and it was a musical education, as they say, right?
Yeah.
Came out listening to gospel and soul and blues and learning all that stuff.
Yeah.
How was your in growing up? You grew up in Soulsville area.
Yes, I did.
Near Stax. That's an education unto itself, is it not?
That is, because I stayed less than 3 blocks away.
Really? That close to the Stax studio?
Yeah, which was also close to Willie Mitchell's high studio.
Yeah.
It
still
was right
there.
Down on Lauderdale.
Sure.
And that was right down the street from me.
Wow. Have you been in Royal Studio? Been in in the studios over there where it is now?
I haven't been in there recently.
Right. I know Boo Mitchell's still doing the business over there, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's still doing really well.
Yes,
we could rattle off some names and songs, but he's still kicking it. He's putting out Grammy Award winning music over there at the at Royal Studios.
Yes, he.
Yes,
is.
Yes, sir. High music, high records. Memphis music legends, and talking to one, Mr. Thomas Bingham, who's being honored tomorrow night at the Hernando's Hideaway Lifetime Achievement Award. And again, one more time, thank you, sir, for being here. We'll give maybe the listeners a break from our voices. We've been talking a few minutes. We were just listening to Otis Redding. You got any favorites you'd like to hear? We could pull something up if you'd like to hear someone else. Let's see. Here's a, how are you in the North Mississippi Hill Blues sound? Do you like that? People like Robert Belfour or R.L. Burnside. Were you familiar fans of those guys?
Oh, I love Burnside.
Yeah, okay. Well, that North Mississippi Hill Blues sound was picked up by a band who's big around here, the Black Keys. And here's a song by them. They cover a song. I don't know if Robert Belfour wrote this. I don't think he did, but he covered this as well as many others, including, I think, the North Mississippi All-Stars. Here's Cold Black Maddie with the Black Keys. And you'll hear that North Mississippi blues sound coming up. With Mr. Thomas Bingham, WYXR. Stay tuned, y'all. This is Riverside. I'll be here till 1, and Devin is here at 1 with Audiobox. Stay tuned. Talking about the North Mississippi Hill country blues sound with Mr. Thomas Bingham. And that was the Black Keys, along with Kenny Brown from down there in the Delta. And here comes, and throw a left, here's a left for out of left field, Thomas. Here comes Buddy Miles on the Memphis Train.
All right.
You familiar with Buddy?
Yeah, I met him.
That you met Buddy Miles?
Yeah, I had a chance to meet him.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, we did a...
We'll talk over him for a minute. He'll forgive us. Go ahead.
We did a festival up in Chicago, and he was on the show, also along with Albert Collins,
who I had
a chance to meet.
Master of the Telecaster.
Finally. And they were introduced to me by Teeny, because they know him.
By Teeny Hodges. Wow.
Yep.
What a bunch of incredible names.
And they were some very personable guys.
Wow.
I mean, both of them were like comedians. I mean, but they're just very, very nice.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
Love
guys.
Albert Collins. What he met, an incredible performer.
He was a super, super
the ice
guy.
Man.
He had about a 200-foot cord. I've never seen it in my life.
Go out in the crowd.
And he was way out in the crowd with it. And, you know.
Right. Here comes Buddy Miles, Memphis Train. Y'all thought that was Rufus. Here comes Buddy Miles, WYXR Memphis. Stay tuned. The Memphis Train. Train number 2 is gone. Train. sitting in the WYXR studios, Mr. Thomas Bingham. Been gracious enough to spend some time with us this morning at WYXR in Riverside. So grateful to be here with you all. It's so much fun. And we mentioned Stax and a number of great blues players. Albert King. Here comes Freddie. I found this Christmas track last night, Thomas.
Yeah, he's great.
Christmas Tears, Freddie King. WYXR Memphis. Stay tuned.
But I haven't heard a word from you in years. Singing, and I'm just sitting here crying Christmas tears. Everybody's singing Merry Christmas as they watch the starry skies filled with reindeers. Merry Christmas, as they watch the starry skies filled with reindeer. Oh, I'm smiling on the outside, but on the inside I'm crying Christmas tears. It's Christmas, and I can't get you off of my mind. It seems since you've been gone like 100 years or more. But if you was here with me, I could hang Merry Christmas on my door. I need you, darling, to hold me tight. On this Christmas night, as I sit and think of the lonely years, I can't help but cry Christmas tears. Whoa, Christmas tears.
Our guest brought up Albert Collins and Mr. Bingham. I went and got a track.
Oh, boy.
He ain't drunk. He's just drinking.
Yes, sir.
Albert Collins, WYXR Memphis, with Mr. Thomas Bingham. Stay tuned, y'all.
Every day, baby, when the sun go down, I get with my friends and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you know I ain't high.
But you're so high.
Just take a little bit every now and then.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Stay drunk all the time.
Oh, come on now. Now y'all be like that. Come home last night. All lurch. Baby getting a fuss. I say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Man, I ain't drunk. I done told y'all I ain't drunk, man. Why y'all do me like that? Yeah, I just having fun, man.
But you're so high.
What? Oh, no, I'm not.
Stay drunk all the time.
Man, I don't know why y'all talking about me like that. Oh, everything. I want to thank you too. Now let's have a little drink, just me and you. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Who, me? I ain't high, man.
But you're so high.
Why y'all talk about me like this?
But you're so high.
You gotta mind your own business,
brother. You
gotta watch yourself, too. You understand what I'm saying? I wanna tip you, baby, before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, you the one drunk. Look at your eyes, man.
But you're so high.
Don't you tell my lady now. Well, I ain't here,
but you're so high.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Well, there goes the Iceman,
yes, sir.
The master of the Telecaster, Mr. Alba Collins. And you, did you meet him too when you were up there?
Yeah, like I say, right along with Buddy Miles, I met Albert right. Collins.
Can he introduce you to them?
Yes. One thing I can say about Albert, if you really didn't hear him live, he always had great records.
Right.
But his guitar sound live,
yes.
I mean, I don't think his records really...
Right,
captured that.
And that's why I try to play. That's why I played a live track to try to get that energy out. Right, he's amazing.
He was devastating.
Yep.
I mean, after I heard him, I wanted to burn my guitar.
I've seen live performances. He burns it down, doesn't he?
Yes, he did.
And I'd be messing up if I didn't bring on the King of the Blues. Well, now here comes BB and Bobby.
Right.
Did you ever run into any of those gentlemen?
Yes, I did.
Did you tell us about running into BB King and Bobby Blue Bland?
Okay. Well, I met Bobby. I never got a chance to play with him, but we used to open show for him a lot, and we also opened up for BB a lot.
When you said we, who were you with then?
Okay, I was with Featherstone when I opened up for BB.
Okay.
And with Jay Blackfoot, we used to open up.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, with Jay Blackfoot, we used to open up for Bobby sometimes.
Uh-huh, right.
You know, when... some of the more devastating blues artists were still alive, like Johnny Taylor and Tyrone Davis.
Tyrone.
They would always be on the bill, and
yep.
Bobby would be on that same bill like that.
Right.
And they were very devastating entertainers.
Sure.
Not just the musicianship, but it was something that they portrayed to
yes.
the audience.
Yes.
And people felt it.
Absolutely. I firsthand experience. I was a young buck, so to speak. But working at the record store, when one of those gentlemen put out a record, there was like a stampede for a few days. People, Tyrone Davis. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
In the soul world, when that was in the soul/blues world, mm-hmm. you know, kind of crossover there, because they were Tyrone. Oh my gosh, Tyrone Davis. And who else you mentioned? O.V. Wright.
O.V. Wright.
He was on the High Label, wasn't he?
Yes, he was on the High Label.
Uh huh. Right, another, was he backed up by the Hodges Brothers also, produced by Willie Mitchell as well?
Yes, all...
pretty much a house band,
Pretty much the house band. I mean, they were the studio session band for,
yep.
for everybody that
right.
came through.
From Al Green on. Right.
Al Green on, O.B. Wright.
Seal Johnson.
Seal Johnson and Peoples.
Wow. Yep. I Can't Stand the Rain and Peoples, and wow.
And even Denise LaSalle.
Denise LaSalle, too. That's a name you don't hear that much of anymore, do you? Right?
Yeah, her first record, Trapped.
Uh-huh. So, Denise, I can still remember the kids dancing in the aisles at the record store. Denise LaSalle and O.V. Wright and Tyrone Davis.
Yep.
The soul in those records, oh my gosh. Those kind of define the Memphis soul in a way back in that era, don't they?
Yes,
those,
they
were a little bit under the radar. They weren't the B.B. Kings and the... And the Tina Turners or whatever, I can Tina, but they were there and they were solid, you know, and they were the background kind
of
that people weren't paying too much attention to,
right?
Enough, they weren't paying enough attention, were they?
Not enough.
Right. And again, talking to Mr. Thomas Bingham one more time. Thank you, sir, for coming in. And you're looking spry and healthy and happy for you that you're receiving your Lifetime Achievement Award. Well-deserved, sir. And one more time, we'll get out of the way in just a few minutes. I'm about to run out of time here on Riverside here every Friday from noon until 1. And Devin will be here at Audio Box in just a few minutes. But one more time, thank you for being here.
Thank you so
much. And you're in good – we knew I should have looked up and known who the other awardees tomorrow night are. I think I know one or two, but you know what? In just a few minutes, I'm going to look it up and get back before we leave to mention who the other – because I think I know one of them, and I'd be terrible if I don't mention her name. There goes King of the Blues, B.B. King, and his buddy Bobby Blue Bland, who you said you met and associated with. Here's one of my favorites, and this is a new release. I try to favor our fans with new music. And here's a new one from one of my favorites, Taj Mahal. He's covering a blues classic. Here comes Trouble. Pastor Ship just walked in. How are you, Pastor Ship?
Doing good. How
getting ready.
You?
Getting ready for your show tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Me bringing you back talk, gospel talk back in the day.
Back in the day.
All right.
We'll be playing good old Christmas music.
Old gold Christmas music. Oh, okay. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you.
Good.
Y'all tune in tomorrow noon until 2 every Saturday. Gospel talk back in the day with Troublemaker Pastor Ship.
Without a
mask. Now try not to fire you tomorrow.
Right.
See you later.
Okay.
Y'all have a good weekend. Thanks for tuning in to WYXR 91.7. You know you can stream our signal, WYXR.org. And as I said, here's the latest from Taj Mahal, old favorite of mine. And this is a live version of Karina. WYXR, stay tuned. Be back in just a minute. Before I get out, have a great weekend.
Song. Watching her, I look at her run. Struck my trigger song, dancing, having fun. Mama, won't you metro my soul? Ooh, metro my soul. Come on, rock metro my soul. Rock metro my soul. To rock and to love on me, metro my soul, metro my soul, rock me, rock me to my soul, love me to my soul. Lovers and 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 lovers
Going to break in here before I get out of here. Thanks, y'all, for listening to WYXR. I wanted to mention the complete list of awardees tomorrow night at the Memphis Blues Society Blues Awards Lifetime Achievement Award presentation tomorrow at Hernando's Hideaway. I've got just a couple minutes before I got to get out of here. And I got Mr. Thomas Bingham in the studio with me. He's number one on the list. Thomas Bingham, Charles Gage, Mike Glenn, Eric Hughes, Al Capone, Al Capizzi, Memphis Gold, Reba Russell, congratulations all. Andrew Shine Turner and Jay Seidelman, all are going to be Lifetime Achievement Awards at the Memphis Blues Society tomorrow, Hernando's Hideaway, 4 to 7 p.m. And I got the number one man on the list here. Alphabetical. Mr. Bingham, you made it to the top of the list alphabetically. Yep. You'll take it, right? Again, thank you for being here. It's been so much fun having you here. We had some fun listening to Albert Collins, didn't we?
Yes,
and Freddie King, and yes. Had some fun.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And you're a Memphis treasure. Thank you, and congratulations one more time on your award.
Thank you so
much.
And
all right, we'll get back to the music here, WYXR. Stay tuned for Devin here in just a minute and a half. Sneaking behind me, he's here. How are you doing, Devin?
I'm doing all right.
Doing okay. We'll go back to some more music, get out of here with maybe one more track. How about, here's one I wanted to get to earlier. Here comes Mr. Lewis Paul. This goes back about 50 years. Mr. Bingham. And if I turn it up, you could hear it. Lewis Paul from his album back in 1972. And I'm not sure what label it is. I hesitate to say Stax. But this goes way back. Check this out. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Have fun tomorrow night at Hernando's Hideaway.
I'll do
Congratulations. Come back,
all right.
Okay?
All right.
Good deal.